Civil War was, of course, was always a very controversial topic in the South, but I think probably even more controversial is the second issue we're going to talk about, which is the idea of sectarianism. And I would say that sectarianism is so controversial because Irish nationalism would like to think that it has not been sectarian, that it represents the Irish nation, and that suggestion that it's only Catholic, that it was anti-Protestant, it undermines the whole idea of Irish nationalism. Would you agree with that?
It certainly undermines the idea of Irish Republican nationalism.
Republicanism, I should say.
And it's now an extraordinarily contentious issue. It's one that historians should face up to. Where these issues become problematic, matters of public concern and discourse, then the historian should be in a position to apply his or her skills in looking at the evidence and coming to that balanced and reasoned judgment I spoke about a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. That is the function of a historian, and in a sense, it's part of the social function of the historian to bring a degree of sanity where sometimes there are hot-headed and polemic arguments and disputes in newspapers or between politicians or commentators or even sometimes amongst fellow historians.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've spoken a little bit before about the influence of the Northern Ireland conflict on studies of the Irish revolutionary period, and the question of sectarianism, I think, is absolutely at the centre of this, because especially in the 1990s, people were using terms in Northern Ireland about like ethnic cleansing, tit for tat, pogroms, or terms like that. And there was also a reawakening in this time of an interest in the aspect of the Irish War of Independence, which may have been sectarian. So how did this create such controversy?
I think the simple answer to that is the work of the Canadian historian, the late Peter Hart, who published in 1998 the IRA and its enemies, Oxford University Press. And Hart, in the course of that book, put forward a thesis that a great deal of Republican violence was directed against minority groupings, people on the periphery of society, tramps, sexual deviants even, and this violence was disproportionately targeted at the Protestant minority in County Cork, which was the subject of his study. So Hart really put the sectarian issue on the map in terms of historiography, and he had a formidable evidential base for this, or so it seemed at the time, based on statistics and so on and so forth. At the centre of his argument was what he called the West Cork Massacre of late April 1922, sometimes called the Bandon Valley Massacre. And in his treatment of that event, he described the killing of 12 or more Protestants in West Cork, and the reason he attributed to their murder was a sectarian motive. So that really put sectarianism in the revolutionary period on the historiographical map. And allied to that was the argument that the memory of that violence and of sectarianism had been suppressed within the local community in West Cork. And in an essay that Hart published in 1996, he took that further. He said events that could be described as ethnic cleansing had happened in, and he went on to name half a dozen or more counties in Southern Ireland, with the inference that the kind of massacre or similar events or the religious hatred that he described in West Cork had been replicated all over Southern Ireland. He used the language, it was he that introduced the language in that essay of ethnic cleansing. Elsewhere, he had talked about the IRA wishing to exterminate the Protestant community in West Cork. And the argument was compelling. The evidence appeared substantial. The argument was beautifully put across. He was a gifted writer, and it was academic research. It was, you know, it had been a PhD thesis at Trinity College Dublin, It had been reproduced with minor changes by OUP. It had gone through the academic refereeing process. And so, you know, the thesis that he developed had pedigree, and it had the imprimatur of some of the best historians working in the area, people like David Fitzpatrick, whose own work on Clare, published in County Clare, published in 1977, really put the marker for local studies, put the marker down for local studies of the revolutionary period.
Mm-hmm. So this is very fraught, obviously, debate, and there's lots of ins and outs, but briefly, what was wrong, or what were the flaws with Hart's thesis of a sectarian massacre, first of all, in April 1922, but more generally, that Protestants were the targets of the IRA violence in the War of Independence?
Well, the simple answer to that is the evidence on which he built his thesis. But for many years, none of us thought that there was a problem. There were hackles from outside of the academy by people that cried foul about Hart's methodology. They said there were problems with interviews that he claimed to have done. They said that his footnotes didn't add up. Inside the academy, people were dismissive of this criticism, as I was, actually, in truth. At the end of the day, all of those that were killed, as Hart described them, were Protestants in West Cork, and that seemed, his interpretation seemed plausible to me. I didn't really investigate it or busy myself doing research on it. I was interested in other issues.